Trent hadn't ever woken up, despite the 100 prayers Joel had offered during that day. Joel didn't realize he was crying until a teardrop splatted to the black stone in front of him. He wiped his eyes quickly. Wasn't time supposed to dull the pain? He could still remember his father's face, kindly, set with affable jowls and eyes that smiled. It hurt. Joel stood up, putting his brush back in the bucket. "Maybe I should go get some sleep," he said, and turned away, worried that his mother might see his tears. "That would be for the best," his mother said. Joel walked for the exit. "Joel," she called after him. He paused. "Don't worry about things too much," she said. "The money, I mean. I have it under control." "You work yourself half to death," he thought, "and spend the rest of the time worrying yourself sick. I have to find a way to help you. Somehow." "I understand," he said. "I'll just focus on my studies." She turned back to her scrubbing, and Joel left, crossing the green to their dorm. He climbed into bed without changing, suddenly exhausted. Hours later, sunlight shining on his face, he blinked awake and realized that, for once, he'd fallen asleep with ease. He yawned, climbed out of the bed, and made it for when his mother got done with work in an hour or so. He changed into some clothing from the small trunk at the end of the bed. The room was basically empty otherwise. A dresser, the trunk, the bed. The room was so small that he could almost touch the walls opposite one another at the same time. Yawning, intending to make his way to the restroom at the end of the hall, he opened the door. He stopped in place as he saw people rushing about in the hallway outside, talking excitedly. He caught the arm of one woman as she hurried past. "Mrs. Amouche here," he said. "What's going on?" The dark-skinned Egyptian woman eyed him. "Joelad, haven't you heard?"
"Heard what? I just woke up."
"A third disappearance," she said. "Another arithmetist. Charles Calloway."
"Calloway?"
Joel said. He recognized that name.
"You mean..."
She nodded.
"The son of the night senator of East Carolina, Joel. The boy was kidnapped right out of his family's private estate late last night. They should have listened to the principal, I say. Poor kid would have been far safer here."
"The son of a night senator."
This was bad.
"There's more," she said, leaning in. "There were deaths, Joel. The boy's servants, ordinary men, not dusters, were found at the scene. Their skin ripped off and their eyes chewed out. Like they were attacked by wild chucklings," Joel whispered.
She nodded curtly, then bustled off, obviously intent on sharing the news with others.
"The son of a night senator kidnapped or killed," Joel thought numbly. "Civilians murdered."
Everything had just changed drastically.